Adam Kane. I've got this thing about birds. You know the kind. No feathers, just short skirts and long, long legs. And when I say a thing, I don't mean that I lose all my normally cautious, carefully trained reflexes because a pretty girl happens to walk past my office. Or do I? It was on a Tuesday, I think. My office door was open, and she walked past. I wasn't thinking about much at the time, just staring out my door across the passage at Viv's office. His door was closed. She stopped, looked at the number over the door, and knocked. I was still staring at the door that had closed behind her when the phone rang. Huh? Yeah?
Adam?
Who is she?
Adam, are you busy?
What's her name? The bird that just walked into your office.
Tut-tut, leaving that door open again, are we? Strictly against regulations.
And then what, that, mate? She's smashing. Is she on the service or something?
Well, now, you're quite excited about her, aren't you?
She's not a relative of yours or something like that, is she?
Why don't you pop into my office and find out? I want you to meet her.
Adam Kane in...
Come Fly With Me.
Adam, come along in.
I'm in.
Yes, of course you are. Find yourself a chair. Now then, a rather urgent matter has cropped up. It has to do with... What? Oh, of course, how very rude of me. You haven't met Miss Delroy, have you? Karen Delroy, this is the man I was telling you about. Adam Kane.
Hi there, Adam Kane.
She was sitting between me and the far wall. I don't know if she'd chosen the chair on purpose, but the light caught her hair in a pretty extravagant way. Yeah, I didn't tell you about the hair, did I? It was red. So's the postbox. But the colour looked better on her. The way she half leaned back and crossed those incredible legs gave the PWD chair a whole new meaning.
Now then, the problem is our man in Geneva. It seems he has some particularly valuable information that... Adam? You're not listening.
What about him?
That's better. Now, as you know, we're engaged in a round of vital talks with the Eastern Bloc at the moment.
Are we?
It's in all the papers.
You told me never to believe them.
Well, be that as it may, our team in Geneva is progressing very slowly. It seems to be another deadlock.
Yeah, not very exciting.
Until today. Miss Delroy here is an A-grade courier. She arrived half an hour ago with some pretty vital information.
For us? Or the CIA?
What?
He means the accent, don't you, Mr. Kane?
Well, you don't sound like the usual courier. Come to think of it, you don't look like one of them either.
Thank you.
It's quite easy to explain. Miss Delroy is an American citizen. And she happens to work for us. It isn't that unusual.
It can't be because we pay her more than they do.
No. My mother was English, and I don't happen to go along with the American way of life at the moment.
All of which is quite beside the point. She has a message from Pendip.
Oh?
Our man in Geneva. I do wish you'd pay attention, Adam.
Sorry.
The talks have almost broken down again. As I said a moment ago, this morning Pendip was shown certain information that could swing the whole business our way and save the talks. He sent Miss Delroy here to tell us. The PM has to have the information by 6 o'clock tomorrow night or... Well, we lose again.
But I thought you said she was the courier. Didn't you bring it with her?
That's just it. I didn't. Pendip has memorized it all. It's quite authentic, but he can't commit it to paper. He has to see your Prime Minister in person by tomorrow evening.
I'm sending you back to Geneva with Miss Delroy. Together you have to bring Pendip home.
On the Air Britannia flight? That shouldn't be too hard.
You fly there by Air Britannia, but you don't come home the same way.
We don't.
The Russians can't suspect we know anything. They're watching Pendip. If they think he's bringing anything home with him, they'll call off the talks and go home. We want to surprise them.
So we pack a couple of rucksacks and a hitchhike back. That'll surprise them.
I've no doubt. But you'll be several weeks too late. I've arranged with the private pilot in Geneva to fly you back in a light plane. You catch the Air Britannia 361 in just under 3 hours. You'll be in Geneva at 4:15 GMT. The plane takes off from there at 5. You should be back here by 9:30 at the latest. Do you need any time to pack?
For an 8-hour trip, do me a favor. I didn't think much of flying. The big Air Britannia jet was a bit like catching a luxury bus, but a tiny private plane flying at night through the Swiss Alps was another thing altogether. Still, I'd have the lovely Cara and Delroy to hold me head if I got nervous. Things didn't seem so bad after all. I left Viv in his office, collected my passport and climbed into a cab. Karen was already in it. I started to give her the warm hello, but when I saw she wasn't alone...
Don't hang about with the door open. There's a draft.
What are you doing here?
I got your tickets.
Oh, seeing us off then. That's nice.
Heathrow, driver.
You met Karen?
Yeah. Viv introduced us. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Well, I must say I was surprised when he first gave me the job. Now I'm not so sure.
What job?
Protection. I'm coming along to look after you.
Well, I don't think we'll get into much trouble between here and Heathrow.
Neither do I. That's why I'm coming all the way to Switzerland. And back.
Funny thing about Viv, he will keep on trying to prove that he's got a cracking sense of humour. I bet he was up in that dingy little office right now, sipping tea and laughing his little well-bred nut off. On me, Jane Hampton was one of my favourite birds, and you don't get many of her sort in this business. Tough as nails, smashing to look at, the kind you don't mind having on your side in almost any situation. But right then, I wish she was anywhere else in the world. I mean, she had this funny possessive thing about Adam Kane. I could see that Karen Delroy wasn't impressed.
Air Britannia announced the departure of their flight 361 to Geneva. Will passengers please proceed to Immigration and Customs Hall 6?
You got a fag, Adam?
Hmm?
Fag. Cigarette. Well, the light's gone out. We can smoke.
Oh, yeah. Here. Help yourself.
It's not very gracious.
Did you arrange the seating cards?
Well, that's the way you like it, isn't it? I mean, you always said you prefer the aisle seat. You said the windows make you nervous.
Light.
Huh?
A light for your fag.
Oh, Tom. And, Karen enjoys the view. I mean, she practically told me so. Well, I don't mind sitting here in the middle. I can talk to you all the way, though. Just like old times.
Yeah. We haven't got to wait for bags or anything. We can go right through.
Fine. There should be a car waiting. Mr. Spencer Dickens said... Oh, yeah, there he is now.
There who is?
Manfred. He's the pilot who's going to bring us back. Manfred, over here.
She likes the world to know we've got here, doesn't she?
Careful, it's starting to show.
What is?
The green in your eyes.
Adam, this is Manfred. He's got a car waiting.
Ah, through here, please. Ah, another lady. I didn't know.
This is Miss Hopkins.
Hampton. Jane Hampton.
Oh, allow me, Miss Hampton. The bag looks to be heavy.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you'd better take that for her. She's not very strong. Just getting over a long illness. Her husband asked me to see that she didn't pick anything up.
Oh. You'd better take my arm then, hadn't you, Adam? Just to make sure I don't clout you with it.
And in that jolly little frame of mind, we rode into central Geneva to find Bendit and the world-shattering information. He was waiting in the safe house. So, to get to him, we had to drive around half of Geneva to shake a non-existent tail, park the car three streets away, and walk.
This is the place.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. My plates are just about done in.
You're what?
I wouldn't bother.
He's expecting us. Inside, please, quickly.
Who's there? Karen, are you back?
Yes, sir. Back. And I brought the MI6 people.
Kane, good to see you. Wonderful. Now we can get moving. Manfred, is the plane standing by?
All is ready.
Are we still secure?
I think so. Were you followed?
No, nothing.
KGB are concentrating on the peace talks. The man at the airport must have missed you. Good, good.
Well, that's marvelous. We can walk out without any trouble.
I'd like to think so, but I doubt it. I think they must try and stop us. They know I've got the information. They know I disappeared as soon as I got it.
Charming. Who's the man in charge?
Voltov, I think. He seems to be the ranking officer in town.
Voltov? He's no fool.
Will he know about the plane, Adam?
He won't know, but he'll guess. And he won't be taking chances.
The plane is at a private field. The KGB do not know it. And the flight is not registered. We will be safe.
I certainly hope so.
Well, we'll soon know, won't we?
Oh, blimey, Adam. It's not warm, is it?
No. Me and my big mouth about travelling light. I didn't even bring a coat.
Well, Manfred says the plane's got to eat her. Be all right once we're in the air.
Sometimes I'd rather stay down here and freeze.
Please to get in now, please. I'm ready to go.
Well, come on, Adam.
Yeah. I don't like the way he said that, you know.
What?
Ready to go. I'm not ready. Not by a long way. All right, girl, after you.
Close the door, please.
Over here, Adam. This seat next to me.
Yeah. Well, that's better.
I'll bet it is.
Don't you radio a control somewhere to tell them we're taking off?
Of course not. That's the whole point. This is a clandestine flight. It isn't registered with any controller.
Yeah? Oh, that makes me feel a lot better.
Manfred's an excellent pilot. We'll be quite safe.
Have you flown over the Alps tonight, Adam?
No.
You'll love it. There's an enormous moon tonight. It's going to be quite beautiful.
Yeah. If I can open my eyes long enough to see it all.
You sure about that, Malcolm?
Quite sure, sir. We've infiltrated the KGB in Geneva. The man's been very reliable in the past.
And he says they know about the plane and the field.
They must have found out too late.
Why?
We've had a prearranged signal from Geneva. They've taken off on schedule. The plane's airborne.
Yes, but is it going to stay that way?
Can you see out there?
Oh, yeah, for miles and miles. It's quite beautiful.
And the plane? Does that look all right?
Of course. I can see the whole wing and the propeller.
Yeah, but is it turning?
Just the propeller.
We are nearly out of the Alps. From there it will be simple. We will be soon the...
What's the matter?
Manfred, what is it?
Himmel, Herr Donnerwetter, Blitzen! The engines. They have been sabotaged. They are dead.
You mean we'll have to land down there?
Land in the Alps? No, Fraulein. We are not going to land. We are going to crash.
thing was the silence. None of us said anything after that. The engines were dead, and the thin alpine air shrieked through the bits and pieces of the plane as we went down. Karin was right. There was a big, wonderful moon that lit up the peaks and the valleys and the deep white drifts of snow. I almost wished that it didn't, because I didn't really want to see.
Adam, we've had it, haven't we?
Let's wait and see.
Manfred, can't you do something?
Leave him alone. He's doing his best.
Well, he'll have to do it soon. We're nearly there.
Here we go.
Spencer Dickens?
Malcolm here, sir.
Any news? They're hours late.
Yes, sir. Not good, I'm afraid.
What's happened?
The Air Force has been doing high-level recce on their route with infrared searches. Highly illegal, of course.
Well?
They're down.
Where?
The edge of the French Alps, not far from St. Cloud.
St. Cloud? Yes, I know where that is.
It's after 10, sir.
I know the time, Malcolm.
Yes, sir, of course. I just thought, well, the PM in the meeting, if he's still alive, I mean, Pendip isn't going to make it.
There's still a chance. We're going to need the Air Force, a helicopter.
But, sir, the French, I mean, how
we aren't at war with them, are we?
No, sir, but...
We'll use the French Air Force. I still have a friend or two left in the right places. Stand by to leave at once, Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
We must get Pendip to that meeting. If he's still alive.
Adam, you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Just get this thing off my legs.
Adam, please help. No, here, let me. I can't walk. My leg
is... It isn't broken. I've had a look.
Where's Pendip?
Over here. He's alive, Adam. Unconscious. But I don't think it's serious. He's breathing steadily.
Oh, no.
She's found Manfred.
Dead?
Yeah. He didn't have a chance. I found some blankets in the back. We're going to need them.
Yeah. Better get one over Pendip. He's the valuable one.
Adam, do you think we'll get out of this?
I don't know, love.
We must be miles from anywhere.
We are. I think St. Claude's the nearest. We must be in France.
Phew. We could be on the moon for all the difference it'd make. There wasn't a recorded flight, remember? They don't even know we've crashed.
Someone does.
MI6.
They want Pendip, and they want him badly. He's got enough information to stop the next world war. They'll find us.
Do you really believe that, Adam?
If I say it often enough.
Well, then don't stop. Might work.
That's the nice thing about girls in this business. They don't go to pieces when it gets bad. Jane pulled the blankets out of the little box in the back and wound Pendip up into one of them, and Karin and I pulled poor Manfred away from the shattered control column, and we covered him up with the snow. It didn't make us feel much better, but it looked tinier. And then I thought of something. I'm starving.
Yeah, so am I.
The last thing I ate was that plastic rubbish on the jet, over. Is there any nosh in this kite, you think?
No, nothing. I've looked. Bottle of brandy, though.
Well, that wouldn't do any harm.
Adam, do you think we ought to?
Why? Is it after closing time or something? Well, wasn't that funny?
I was just thinking. The Alps, look at them.
Yeah, very pretty.
People pay thousands to play around in that lot, and we've got it all for nothing.
Well, I don't know. For all we know, there's a little bloke with a roll of tickets just over that hill waiting for us.
What's the time?
A quarter past, sir.
A quarter past what, Malcolm?
Oh, 11, sir.
Not too bad. We should be there by 2, back again by 5 at the latest.
Yes, sir.
Smile, Malcolm. It isn't the end of the world, laddie. Not yet.
Recce couldn't be sure, sir, but they said it didn't look good. The crash, I mean.
Nonsense. We had Pendip Hampton, the Delroy girl, and Kane in there. Excellent people. They'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
How far to this helicopter place?
Another 2 miles, sir.
Excellent people, the French. They have a very civilized attitude towards red tape when it suits them.
I must say, sir, it was a stroke of diplomatic genius to get them to do all this for us. I mean, border control waved, Air Force helicopters standing by.
Malcolm, sir, if you promise to tell no one, no one at all.
Yes, sir.
I'll let you into a little secret.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't really my doing. It was the Prime Minister.
Ella?
I came over to see what you were looking at.
Well, I was trying to work out where we were, which direction to start walking if we had to.
That-a-way. Down the mountain over there. That's almost due west. That should take you straight to St. Claude.
You been here before, then?
No, I worked it out. It's quite simple when you know the prevailing wind for this district is invariably a northeaster.
Go on. Then why has the blasted wind changed direction 3 times in the last hour?
What? Has it?
Never mind, love. I try a little busk of my own sometimes. It does wonders for them around.
You know something, Adam Kane? You're quite something special. When we get down there, I'm going
to... Come over here, Adam, quick.
Oh.
Come on. What's up? What's the matter?
Adam, it's Pendip. He's getting worse.
Blimey. Is he still out?
No, he's awake, but his breathing's gone all funny. And his temperature's going way up.
Karen, you know anything about medicine?
Nothing.
Ken, is that you?
Yeah. Hello, Pendip. How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling anything. Anything at all. That isn't quite true. I've had it then, have I?
Yeah. I'm afraid so, Pendip. You won't last much longer.
Someone will pull us out of here. Can you get the message to the Prime Minister?
You mean you're going to tell me the whole thing?
It shouldn't take long. I've got enough time for that. You've had mnemonics, haven't you?
Have I? What?
I have. Mnemonic training. I'm an A-grade courier.
And you'd better let him tell you.
Right.
Better leave us, Kane. Two of you confuse me.
Yeah, okay. Poor old bloke.
Go on, Adam. Getting sentimental.
I always have been. Especially about dying.
I've seen you kill enough people. You didn't look sentimental then.
Not him. Me.
Won't be long now, sir.
Good. Just look at it down there. You think we'll find them in all that wilderness?
Well, the pilot sounds very confident, sir.
That's because he doesn't know what's at stake.
Adam, we can't stay here. I'm going to start walking.
Why?
Well, if we're going to die, I want to fight a little bit.
Yeah, all right, I'm with you. Let's get a few things.
Hang on.
Well, change your mind.
Built up!
Now, look here,
Doc. Listen!
What?
Helicopter!
Hey, you're right. They'll get Pendip out after all.
No, they won't.
What?
He's dead.
Did he tell you everything?
Yeah, he did. There's hope I remember it all. Was the look on Viv's face.
Yeah, worth it all. Well, nearly all. He loves doing his little bit.
Corin ain't too bad after all. You know, Adam, I quite like her now. That was quite a trick. She must have remembered pages of stuff.
Yeah, enough to make the PM happy and save the talks. Yeah, I suppose it was worth it.
I'm glad about one thing, though.
What?
The Viv sent her back to Geneva. She's nice, but, well, she's there, and I'm here, with you.
Nah, couldn't fancy a bird like that. Brain like hers. I mean, you could never trust a bird who remembered every silly little thing you said at the wrong moment.
What silly little things, Adam?
Come over here and find out.
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal,